Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama, and amen. This is Thursday.
Glory to God.
The 13th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2018. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansman. Our co-host is Minister Kevin Pierce.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Minister Milton Dudley, our brother in Christ,
amen,
with us today. And it is our prayer that God the Father, by Jesus Christ, his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansman.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. God bless. Good to see everybody.
Yes, sir. Good to be seen.
Good to be seen. Good to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Saved by the best. Amen. And we thank God for this opportunity once again to come and to discuss God's truth, brother.
Yes. Amen.
Truth is marching.
Yes, it is.
Praise God. A lot of obstacles have been cast in the way of truth, but truth seems to overcome all those obstacles.
Trump them every time.
Praise God. Amen. God's word cannot return void. It shall accomplish that for which he sent it forth. Amen?
Amen.
That is the word of God. Praise God. Well, Milton, you here again.
Yeah. I'm going to be here for a while, man.
Praise God.
We're happy about that.
Yes, sir.
That's why we want you to pray again.
Amen. Praise God, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless you, Father.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. We just thank you for the prayers of the saints.
Yes,
Lord, we realize that they avail it much. And Lord, I thank you right now for my appearance here.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for each and every member here on this broadcast.
Bless you, Lord.
Lord, for the listening ears everywhere, Lord,
thank
that
you,
tune
Lord.
In.
Damn,
and those that don't agree with our truth.
Yes,
the Lord's truth.
The Lord's truth.
Amen. Lord, we pray that they can respond to us.
Yes, Lord.
You touch the hearts
touch
of your
Lord.
People.
Yes, Lord.
As we discuss this subject of black on black crime.
Yes,
in Jesus' name,
Jesus' name.
Amen. Black on black crime, brother. We're still in that path right now. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. There have been many reasons given as to why there's so much black on black crime. And it seems to me that one of the main things is that we can find a whole bunch of reasons why we carry on or behave the way we do against one another, but we won't take responsibility for any of it. Wonder why we don't take responsibility, though.
We can find a whole lot of excuses, Pastor.
Right. Well, even the fatherless home, we looked at that. That's a major reason, right?
Yeah.
We all agree with that. That's a major reason.
Oh, yeah.
That has caused a lot of our young men today to go astray. But now, can we totally exonerate our people from responsibilities simply because the father's not enough?
No.
We can't do it.
Can't do it.
We talked about the finances and economically deprived. And that's true in some cases, but not today. Today, there are plenty of opportunities.
Amen. Wide open.
Jobs are everywhere. So we can't really blame it all together on the economy, can we?
Economic factors.
And so now, and then we say education, talk about education a little bit also. Opportunities to be educated today are widespread, right?
Right. Yes, it is.
So a lot of our young people are not taking advantage of the educational opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
That's true.
So really, though that may be a factor, we can't put it completely on
lack of education.
Right. So we have to keep on looking, and of course now we know what it is, don't we?
Amen. But now,
in order to try to, you know, put light on some of the excuses that have been given, that's why we kind of catalog going down. We're checking them out. Amen. But we realize that just this past week, man, like yesterday, we had two or three shootings in our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Roebuck, Center Point,
Inslee,
yeah. Whole bunch of it's all over again, you know.
Yeah.
And just think if we was in Chicago, brother.
Mm. Ooh,
oh,
Lord.
Boy, oh boy.
Have mercy.
We shocked over what happened down here in Birmingham, but if I was in Chicago, I imagine I'd have to get some blood pressure pills or something.
Amen.
Like
that. Yeah.
I'm sure, Pastor.
I wouldn't be able to even take it. Is that right?
That's right.
Amen. But now we just looking at some of the things that God has put on our heart as the reason why that's possibly so much black on black crime. Rap music, brother. Rap music. And then the young guy told me, well, there's a lot of kind of rap music. I said, well, all of it got a demonic origin, for as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I told him. And we always talk about going back to the beginning, right?
The origin of a thing.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to rap music, the origin of the rap music, brother. Mm-hmm. Africa Bambaataa.
That's right.
Y'all
that's
never heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's you and I era, right? Yeah. I know it ain't my era. I had to do research to come up with
this. Yes, sir.
I did the research on the origin of it. But this guy supposedly was one of, I think it was one, they said one of two more of them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he's one of the major founders in this rap music.
That's right.
And so now, what kind of person was he, though? You know, what kind of person was he?
Well, he took a, if you remember, Minister Pierce, he took a pilgrimage to Egypt, over to the Middle East, and supposedly got some type of enlightenment.
Right.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And came back over here and incorporated. That's why I say it's more than just a genre of music.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Okay. It's more than just music.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. Huh? It's a culture.
There's a culture. It's a
belief. Can we say belief?
Yeah.
Can we say the cult?
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Go that far.
But now, what I found out is that seven young guys done come forward saying that he's a pedophile. Y'all knew about that? Mm-hmm.
This recently,
So now if the one of the original
founders
of this rap music had this kind of spirit in him.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Could we possibly say that this thing could be demonic from the get-go?
Yeah, what kind of spirit on the music, the whole thing?
Okay, right. Because you have to go back to the origin of the music.
Mm, absolutely.
If it started out from a demonic heart,
then
how can you right the ship and make it a clean?
You can. You can.
Once it started out like that.
That's right.
How can you make it
make it good?
You can
make it good.
Well, you know, we've been talking about our regular music in the church. How some of the music we sing in the church has demonic origin.
R&B
background. A lot of it was borrowed from that genre.
Okay. So we brought it over into the church.
Yeah.
To make it acceptable to God.
Put a couple hallelujahs on it and praise His name and call it Christian or gospel music.
But now God knows the origin, right?
Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah.
And if God don't start it, how can we expect God to jump in there and be a part of it?
That's right.
If it hadn't originated from God, how can we expect God to come in? That's just like you, Tony. You going down there to buy you a new car. You know you ain't getting but $500 a month. Huh? But now you done got the car. The car payment is $495. But now you done got home and I heard you praying last night. You squalling. Lord help me. But did he help you with your decision?
Hey,
gotcha.
Okay.
Very good.
Didn't seek him then.
Let me
ask you this, gentlemen. How do you think the Lord will be feeling about it? Okay, we can't agree that the Lord is the giver of all things, right?
Yes.
He is a creator.
Mm-hmm. Good
so
gift.
A creative mastermind, the only one who can. So if any of us can create, we got it from God, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
We call ourselves Christians and worshipers of Jehovah God, but we need someone else creative prowess to bring into God's house and call ourselves worshiping Him.
That's a no-no, isn't it, brother?
It's got to be.
It's got to be no. But we looked at last week, well, there's two sides of the music. Music can be soothing.
Soothing,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, oh,
yeah.
It can, absolutely.
It even can deactivate the demonic spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You saw that from scripture.
Right,
therapeutic.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Therapeutic. Yeah. But true, now, at the same time, you can take it to the other extreme, can't mm-hmm. you?
That's right.
Huh? And yeah. I believe that's what we see in here in this rap music mm-hmm. that I believe is really destroying, mm-hmm. destroying our young mm-hmm. people today. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but, you know, it's destroying our homes today.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Hmm? Yeah. Because I do believe what we're doing, we'll open the door. If you're allowing this bulk of music in your house,
yeah,
in your house now, say, for instance, you know, and the wife said, well, leave the kids alone. They're just music.
All of them doing it.
And we know that you open a yeah. portal mm. for a demonic spirit to come into the house, mm-hmm.
That's
disrupt
right.
the whole house.
That's
whole
right.
House.
Disunity.
Yeah.
Huh? It breeds a spirit of disunity. Yeah. That's the sure. whole thing.
Sure.
The whole thing.
Sure. Though. But most people don't see it like that. They don't see it as being that bad. But if it's...
Go, Pastor, wait a minute, though. Look at these guys. And we've seen quite a few of them, thanks to Elder Craig up there and several others who mm-hmm. who have shined a spotlight on this type of music.
Okay,
uh-huh. Look at the type of kids that it targets. It targets fatherless kids and kids see? Raised in a home by them and raised and full of anger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. they put it in lyric or musical form. And put it out there. How many kids can associate with this? Okay, well, how many fatherless homes do we have?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
A lot of,
you know, and many of the rappers, when you said that, you mm-hmm. made me think about, many of them have let that be known.
Yeah.
When they interviewed with different
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they tell them about the different rap music that they're portraying.
Right.
And mm-hmm. they tell them, well, my father wasn't there.
Right.
He didn't
oh, yeah.
do nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we right.
And that's the
right.
beat of their rap.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
he low down.
Right.
No
well,
good.
If I see him, I'm going to kill him. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
They yeah. say this.
And I listened to as much lyrics here in the last 2 weeks as I possibly could stand, brother. I mean, it's outrageous. These lyrics are
demonic.
Outrageous.
Demonic.
And it's got to be demonic for, and our kids are so mesmerized with it.
Yeah.
It seems to have. They need deliverance, brother.
I
think they possess. It's like you get possessed.
That's
with
the
it.
Only way to put it.
Well, yeah. that's what but Beyonce said something about some other spirit in into her when she sang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She has several
Jay-Z
of them
said
do.
It too.
Several of them do. Yeah. Rihanna yeah. said that she has a homosexual boy spirit in her.
Yeah, Beyonce has, that's Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj,
a spirit called Roman. Mm. Beyonce says, and she said this with her own words, that she's taken over by a spirit called Sasha Fierce.
She said that out of her own mouth.
Yeah.
Huh? Admittedly.
Yeah. And where does it come from? It's ushered through the music.
Well, do they realize that this is another spirit besides the Holy Spirit?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that same spirit through mm-hmm. Sasha Fierce can come through that speaker into your home, into your ears.
Prince of the power of the air. Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, wow. and you know how demonic this is. You know, they said, I think a while back, she was doing one of her concerts and she cut herself. And so many of the fans out there.
Pulled her earring out.
Yeah, pulled her earring out.
And
she was bleeding a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the fans went to cutting themselves.
No.
It was all over the internet.
Yeah.
If the queen bleeds. Then the hive, you know, she got a following called the Beehive.
That's a cult.
Beehive. And it's if the queen bleed, then we must bleed.
We must
too.
Bleed.
They
too.
Didn't have church.
Hmm?
She didn't have church before.
Yeah.
A church service.
In California or something like that.
Right.
I think I read that.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we know the devil is about rebellion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He come to kill, steal, and what?
Destroy.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a whole generation of young people are being destroyed.
Being
white
destroyed.
And black now. It's not just black.
Yeah, it's
but
not
it's
a color.
It may have started with the black.
Right. Yeah.
But that's why I know it's a spiritual thing. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Japanese are rapping. The little Chinese boys are rapping. The Filipino boys are rapping. Oh, no.
That's true.
That's a good point. That's how you know it's spiritual.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very
that's
good
true.
Point.
It has no boundaries in it.
Right. No boundaries.
It won't stop. It ain't going to stop at one race. You know.
All languages.
We just happen to be the one to kind of, you know, hush it in, I guess.
That's right. Spearhead in the movement.
Of all the people in the world.
Yeah. Like I say, everybody, when they get pumped up to do something, that's mm-hmm. usually the go-to.
Yeah.
You know, rap music, whether it be at the sporting events or any of the different genres where big crowds are involved or whatever, that's how they get them hyped and ready to
That's go. A good point there. Everywhere you on TV, the commercials got rap music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The football games, they got the rap music. Mm-hmm. Halftime is the rap music.
Rap music.
They're selling medicine on television, and they got the rap music behind in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. It's a subliminal.
Movies,
it's
the subliminal message. Choreography of the music.
It's rap music. It's a subliminal message.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. Whether you realize you getting it or not, you getting it.
Hypnotized.
Through the music.
And slowly desensitizing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
The masses.
Absolutely.
To accept it as normal.
Mm. Mm. Pastor, when this thing first started, women, especially our black women, were outraged about the way they were being betrayed.
Right. Okay.
We're so desensitized to it now that the generation today don't think nothing about it.
Yeah,
don't think a second thought about it. The girls call each other out of their names in general conversation. You hear them talking in the store, two young ladies, and be this, and you know, in general conversation.
So it turned out good girls into bad girls, our good boys into bad boys.
It's definitely nothing to see a woman refer to herself as a bee or a hoe or anything like that.
You hear it in the rap music.
Yeah, they refer to themselves as that.
Badge of honor.
Yeah.
It's a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And back in the 90s, Dolores Tucker was a senator. This lady was of prominence in some type of political.
Tucker, I remember the name.
Yeah, Dolores Tucker and Tupac had a big thing to where, you know, they were trying to desensitize rap or censor rap with those words. And, of course, rap music won. But at one time, we seemed to have cared, but now we don't. Now it's just second
acceptable.
Nature.
It's acceptable. Mission accomplished, right?
Yeah. Graphic lyrics, all types of name calling, just anything you can think of that can rhyme is being said in rap music constantly in our children's head. And I love the rap music, and God had to deliver me from rap
music. Thank you, Lord.
He really did. Anybody in our congregation,
praise God.
Anybody of our congregation knows me and knows I love music. They know that.
Yeah.
But as I grew spiritually, I really saw, and it was through the ministry of G. Craig.
I
saw that some of my worldview was formed through the rap music that I was listening to. The same worldviews I had, Afrika Bambaataa had, you know, as far as the world hating white folks. It was that type of era that I grew up in. And I had to first repent and get rid of all of that music. And that was a struggle for me.
It was a struggle.
That's how you know it's spiritual also. Because if it's a struggle for you not to listen to Tupac no more.
Oh, boy.
Then it's something spiritual got a stronghold on you.
Which requires deliverance.
I'm serious about that.
Do you see any intention in this? Now, like I said, when me and Minister Pierce were coming up in the 90s, one of the founders of this rap music he was with him, with KRS-One. His name was KRS-One.
Yeah. I read of him, too.
They had a song way back then, Pastor, and this was a few of the lyrics. Ain't nothing graphic, so I saw your chest blow up then, but no, ain't nothing graphic. But he said Genesis chapter 11 verse 10 explains the genealogy of Shem. Shem was a black man in Africa. If you repeat this fact, they can't laugh at you. Then he went on to Genesis 14 verse 13. Abraham steps on the scene. So what do you think he was doing in this music? And this got some real groovy beats and needs the type of lyrics. Now I didn't know then, but he wasn't just absolutely accurate with what he was saying.
But look, this
been 30-something years ago, and I probably hadn't heard that song in 25, 30 years, but the memory is still hanging.
It's a song.
It's still there. That was a song.
Yeah. Okay. It's a song called Why Is That? And basically he's explaining that why is that white people don't promote black people in the way in which they're portrayed in history. They should do it. And he read off scriptures just like that of all the black people in the Bible and saying that's why racist white people don't want you to. So
to
then,
know
right. So then, of course, hairless. After I done heard that a few hundred times.
After I done heard that a few hundred times,
I'm biased towards white people and the Bible. It's the truth.
Okay.
I was.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Some people could have easily said then, what's wrong with that? He talking about the Bible. He giving scripture, but the next verse is about the bees round the corner doing this on the block and all this. Yeah. You see, so the secular and the sacred and the profane.
So that was really a slap in God's face.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. It's no foul language in it. If you get a chance, listen to it. Why is that? By KRS-One.
Okay. Yeah. I put it up on the internet and take a listen at that. You know. Yeah. But you know, the degrading of our women. You know, I think that's one of the most horrible things to me is how our women are degraded, and you know, that's the worst part of that whole. I just can't understand. And then our women seem to. It's like the guy said. You know, I beat my wife so much until she seemed to like it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she becomes sadistic or more or less. You know, and matter of fact, she'll tell people, "My husband don't love me unless he beat me every now and then."
Yeah,
man, look how
a lot of women thought that way.
You know,
I'm
wondering. You know, when these guys, these rappers, rapping with these vulgar lyrics like this,
okay,
do they ever wonder and think about their mother?
Of course,
and
not.
Sisters.
Oh, their
of
sisters.
Course not. Of course,
because
not,
you're
not
talking
truly.
About black women or white women, either one.
Okay,
but you got a mother, you got a sister.
Yeah.
You consider them the same?
Well, I ain't talking about them.
That's no, that sounds funny, but that's true. When they hear women being called bees,
that's good, Tony.
The hypnotic beat. Well, they ain't talking about me.
Okay. Okay.
It's just a song. Crazy. They ain't talking about me.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, it is.
But do you think that this rap music could be responsible for the rash of abuse by of women by athletes, young athletes?
Yes.
Huh? Abusing. I think it leads to violence, brother.
I think
it leads to black-on-black crime against our women, because the way you portray them, you keep listening to that stuff, you are not going to see them as being the mother of your children.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see them as being whatever.
What you singing about. Yeah. But, Pastor, how can it portray anything else? And this is absolutely what the music is saying you should do.
Right. Back in the day, Master P, which is another rapper, he gave instructions on how to cook a crack rock, on how to prepare a crack rock.
Come
in
on.
Rhyme.
And that's when it was mild, though. That's when it was mild. Now,
that was mild?
You can see it on video now.
It has gone further into the gutter.
Oh, yeah. Now they say, I'm in love with the cocoa, which is cocaine. I'm in love with the cocoa.
I'm telling you, we are in a quandary.
But you know, have you ever heard of so many cases where, you know, the abuse of women, and these guys got plenty of money. It looked like they'd have enough sense to know that in the position I'm in, I'm not going to jeopardize my career by, you know, beating up on people in public. Beating the women in public,
what
man.
What you mean jeopardize, Pastor? That's a promotion.
That's right.
That's a promotion.
He's right. The money now is a tool. I'm Jay-Z. Let's just say I'm Jay-Z, and I have this hired goon. Whatever I need him to do, he'll do it, and I'll pay him to do it, and then I'll pay his bail to get him out.
That's promotion.
But see, some of them get bolder than that. See, because when you said that, make me think about this this young running back for
the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, this other one before him.
For Baltimore, Rice.
I think it was
Ray Rice.
He hit the woman in the elevator like a man,
stomping on everything.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now,
your wife, your baby's mama.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm. This music is having
hold on, Pastor. Let me do you one better. Okay. And we all know about the woes he's had because he came on the scene at a young age, and that was Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He was a kid when he came on. The one that was supposedly whooped Rihanna. So,
yeah, right.
Okay,
His mother signed his first contract.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't old enough to enter into an agreement with no business agreement.
Mother D.
Yeah. Mm.
She wasn't thinking about him.
Well, you know,
that was it. Love of money.
Okay, let's look at it from this angle. Now, we know that on top of this, the instigator is the devil.
Yeah.
Now, we know that.
That's the head.
But who is he using to finance this thing and push this thing down here?
Okay.
Who is it behind these big record companies?
I got another question, Pastor.
Come on. Here we go.
Who is it that own the media, the TV studio, huh? Who is it that own...
the majority of the media outlets, well, it's only what, maybe four or five, maybe Viacom, and then they splinter off.
Sure, to subsidiary.
Right. But all these media giants are owned by Jewish people.
Okay, they are. Okay, that's I know a lot of y'all afraid to just come right out and say Jewish people. Because you think that you're speaking against Allah or something. You know,
hey, we might be bugged in there.
But that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
so that now, right. So now, they putting this money up. I know they're making money now.
They got to be. Yeah.
But is it the only thing? It's the only thing they're doing is making
it's
money.
More than
no,
the money.
No.
It's more than the money, Pastor.
No,
it's
not
it's
at all.
It's more than the money. Huh? Way more than the money.
Well, you're trying to come into a conspiracy now, bro.
We already in that.
It's more than that.
Here's a conspiracy. They say that at one time, rap music was more or less pro-black, promoting black people at one time. And they
on a small scale when it first started out, maybe.
When it first started, Kevin, you remember the gangster rapper. Who was Eazy-E NWA manager?
Jerry Heller.
Oh, yes.
Jerry Heller.
Come on now. If we just going to be truthful about it.
But I was told that this pro or this positive rap has to be minimized and let's pump up the gangster rap. It was a control meeting agenda to say, hey, we're going to promote this.
The gangster
we're gonna
rap.
Push
let's
this.
Push it out.
Yeah, we're going to push that.
But degrading, making blacks worldwide look like the fools and baboons.
That was intended.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what'd you say now?
It was intended.
Okay.
It was in
to portray us.
It was purposed.
Huh?
To make money off of us.
Yes.
And
at the same
to use
time.
Those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Another situation, a word you can say, is genocide.
Yeah.
That's
genocide.
Oh, promoting it.
See, because when it really got heavy and too deep to where they had to back off a little bit, it was when Biggie and Tupac
killed each other.
It was East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah,
That's a textbook example,
that's
right?
That's a good
there,
textbook. Pastor. That's right. Okay. That's right.
These
that's
young right. men, which were black rappers, they black were rappers. Having a beef against each other, and that literally ended in death.
In death.
Well, both of them.
Where was it? Let's talk about blood sacrifices.
All right. Do the devil want one?
Okay.
There you go.
In that music industry.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, let's go back up top. Let's go back. We know that these guys flash all these Masonic symbols, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
All the time.
All of them. Symbols whatever
occultic
it is.
Symbols, signs, satanic occultic, symbols.
Say, yeah.
So now, they admitting that we're part of this satanic cult.
You have to be.
Uh-oh.
What you said?
You have to be.
In order to
be on that level, you have
Absolutely.
To submit to the
Absolutely.
God of this world.
Absolutely.
To have his stuff.
You
have to worship him just like he offered Jesus.
That's what in Matthew 4.
Yeah.
So you ain't just going to be famous and rich.
No. You can get all the kingdoms of the world you can have.
You're not going to bow down and worship
him.
You're not going to just stumble into it. To be on that level
on
of
that
success,
level. Okay.
You are going to willingly, openly worship Satan.
Oh, boy.
Pastor.
To get his stuff.
Willingly.
One of the sad parts about that is that's even in the Christian music industry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's been
You think it's a blood sacrifice, a ritual?
Yes.
Who's on that level? Think about it. Now, I don't know, but who's on that level that we're talking about that's a sure enough Christian? You know?
All right, there you go. Don't think too
really?
Long. We ain't got but a few more minutes, Pastor. Don't think too long. You finna burn your brain up now. And Pastor, if you look at it, they doing things. They've gotten so public now. We know who on the media is just gotten that far out. Me and my brother here was looking at one the other day.
Uh-huh.
They doing baptism in blood.
Yeah.
What?
On videos. On music videos.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Baptizing in blood. In milk,
and
you know some of the women in milk, you know
and
all these
are
occultic
symbols.
Things now.
What, milk.
What you saw this?
It's on all of on the videos that you can see them all day long. The big name.
Yeah,
what's the girl name took the milk bath on her last video? It wasn't Rihanna. It was
Grande.
No, the Cardi B.
Oh yeah, Cardi B.
Shouldn't we be appalled at this?
Shouldn't we
be outraged as a people, as a black people? Shouldn't we be outraged to see what is being done, how we're being manipulated, how we're being cast as the scum of the earth, and
used?
But if you've been dumbed down by that same music, then you don't know any better. You don't know any better. If me and you watching the TV and you entertained by it, and I'm saying, man, why is that dude bathing in blood? Man, it ain't nothing. It's just art.
He's showing his creative juices.
Yeah.
Because we understand in the satanic cup, blood sacrifices.
That's right.
Which mimicking Christ in his...
Amen.
Huh?
He want one now. Say he want one.
Okay, explain this here. From 2014 to 2017, 130 rappers were murdered or committed suicide. Ages between 15 and 32 average.
You kidding? Man, I didn't know that.
Oh. Huh? Yeah. 130 now between 14 and 17.
Yes. That's three years, man.
Yes.
Huh? Is that kind of strange?
Why you didn't hear about that?
It's part of the plan, bro. Ain't nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. Move on. You see what I'm saying? That's all it is.
Professor Griffey, I know y'all heard
of
him.
Oh, yeah.
He said Biggie was a sacrifice.
Yeah, him and Tom Jones hang out.
It said he goes to name Cosby's son was a sacrifice. Yeah. You know, that's for him to make it up the ladder. Mm-hmm. He named a bunch of
artists.
Her brother.
Kanye's mother.
Sacrifice. You heard that?
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah. In order to go to the next level.
Yeah.
In order to go to the next level.
You're going
to
have to
give up
that
level.
Hold up.
That
for,
level.
For, to forget be, that. Have y'all, you, what you need to dig into, Pastor,
what's that?
Is how Will Smith gave his, sacrificed his children for this fame and fortune. Just do a small, small search on that.
That's why that little boy looked funny.
And the little girls.
Yeah.
They don't swap genders.
What?
The son and daughter.
What you say?
When your mom and dad are freak, an open freak, because this ain't nothing I'm putting on these people. This is what they made.
Okay, now I heard, they were swingers.
What else? How else can these children? Yeah. Yeah. Will Smith kissing this little boy in the mouth on national television. Not just a little peck like you would maybe peck your daughter on the cheek or something.
God, man.
Yeah, y'all don't enlighten me on that. y'all took me a little further.
Y'all sound like we're in another world.
Hey, don't this sound foreign. You.
But sex and blood sacrifices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know according to the Bible, when the devil possesses a person, in the Bible, they usually take all the clothes off.
First thing.
It's a common thing.
They get naked.
First thing.
In all these videos, the boys want to check.
Sure
they want to be practically naked. The girls are practically naked.
They are naked. Yeah.
That's demonic, brother.
Absolutely. Yes.
The Bible says the women ought to be modest dressed and everything. But this is outrageous, brother.
Look at the trend. How many of them that are truly successful that got their clothes on? No. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
There's a trend. There's a necessity. There's a standard that if you're not willing,
you reach a certain level.
If you're not willing to do this, you won't get that.
That's right.
And this is you give your life over to Satan.
But just
you promote his agenda.
All this promote his agenda. Drugs, sex.
Yes, right. Yes, right.
Immorality.
That's what's referred to as selling your soul. Mm-hmm. You're going to give up being Kelvin to get these riches, and you're going to do what we require you to do to get it.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's selling your soul.
Long time ago when Vanessa Williams first won that Miss America contest, something like that.
Yeah.
But the guy told me that in order for her to make it, she had to do some things that, was off the chart in order to go up to the next level. And they kind of like hold that against you to expose you if you don't.
And that magazine layout was probably some of the fruit of it. Mm-hmm. Remember, she was.
Mm-hmm. Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
She was on a Playboy spread a long time ago. And the saying was that you have to do some sexual things.
Mm-hmm. It's called the casting couch.
Yeah.
That's what the Me Too movement is about in Hollywood. These women are supposedly being sexually oppressed.
Okay.
Baby, you want to be in that new movie, Blockbuster? I'm the man to make it happen.
That's right.
But Casting Couch.
Yeah. It's called the Casting Couch.
Okay, I think I heard
it's
that.
It's called That's the Casting Couch. Pause. Yeah, you want to be in this number one movie. We sure enough going to make it number one because we control the media. We're going to promote it. We're going to put it in everybody's ear.
We can make
it
stop.
Now, we need a leading lady. Uh-huh. Would you like to be that? Yes, I'm dumb. I'm young and dumb from Birmingham. I want to be a star.
You know, when you say
come
that,
on in my office. Come see me.
That's crazy, man. You know what that made me think about, Kevin, when you said that was the role that Angela Bassett turned down, but Halle Berry took it. And Monster
good,
Ball. Yeah,
Monster and she Ball. Got an Academy Award for it.
And you Ball. See how she well, yeah. put herself yeah. out there. Yeah. They yeah. say she was actually having sex with the man during that time.
That is something. That is something.
See?
This is one of the most degraded and vulgar movies she made.
Yes.
And she got an Academy Award.
And what's so bad about it, Milt, they know that it's people out there that's willing to do whatever
Absolutely.
To get it.
That's why they don't say it.
They want the fame. Yeah. So,
yeah. See, this makes the Bible even more true, Pastor, is that it feeds on what's already in
that
you.
Flesh.
Yeah. You already hungry for the fame. Look what you done back in
Kevin, what you saying is that there's some high people up in high levels who the devil is using to demoralize and to just to take the soul out of our
yes.
Is that what you saying? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, from the beginning. You know, it's the Balak and Balaam thing. God has brought the hammer down on his people for immorality time and time
again.
And
yeah,
time
that's a biggie.
Again.
That's a biggie there.
Yeah.
Time and time again. That and homosexuality, those things.
Yeah.
God,
right.
that's
right.
saying, you saying right. it with your body. Sodomy. Not, with,
no,
yeah.
sodomy.
So he don't play that. And the devil know that. Well, you say it all the time. He ain't got no new tricks.
No.
It's just repackaged.
No.
Okay.
And just think, you know, I mean, you... Extortion has been a big thing for a long time. Using extortion. Just think taking pictures of these kids. They don't even know you taking these pictures while they're doing certain things. And then using that.
Against them.
Against them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just think where.
To hold them, to keep them in their place.
In control, right.
Yeah.
But where do it go from here, though, Pastor? Because now. Kids are willingly swapping that type of video.
Oh, very good.
So you know what I'm saying? So where do it go now?
Okay.
No big deal now.
In a compromising situation.
Right.
Now
and you see,
this is way beyond just sex.
Oh boy.
I really want y'all to know.
What's that? Come on,
man,
this is way beyond
you sleep with this man. This is whatever I think of you do it type stuff.
Whatever I want you to do.
Yeah.
Dog or with a dog or whatever.
So in other words, this is part of why our black men, our young black men, treat the women like they do.
Part of it.
Yes, it is. Oh, wait a minute. Now, men too. So, see what I'm saying? Men too. You remember how the Caesars were?
Men.
When they wanted to show control and they bored a hole in their ear to show that they were bisexual. And it wasn't just all about the having sex with you.
Right.
Okay.
I have control over you.
Control.
Are mine.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
Good.
Control.
So that's what that's all
that's
about.
That's right. It's not. That's good.
Oh, boy,
it's
that's
not
great,
really
man.
About the act. It's about once you sign a contract with these people,
they
virtually own you.
Yeah. And if you ever try to get from under that contract, you know, just think the agony that you're under, the fear that you're under, if people find out exact, because like you say, they don't care today, dude. Most of them don't care.
No, they don't care.
Then you say most of them don't care?
They don't care.
During this time, you're depressed and you've been turned out with drugs. Man, it ain't no telling how
what
these people.
What you wouldn't do, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we not picking on them, but we mentioned them once before. Will Smith, the first movie he played in, it was a homosexual act. He was in bed with a white guy.
Now that I know. Better.
The very first movie he was in.
Okay. Y'all
the
laugh
very first
at me.
One, and look where he went from now.
Yeah. He was a homosexual in bed. They had an in bed.
Never seen
him. Young Will Smith. Young kid.
Y'all laugh at me, but now that I know better, I know God saved me from getting my Oscar, man. I was going to be a Hollywood actor. I keep telling y'all, God saved me from that.
thank you,
Jesus.
My mentality at one time, I showed up with a side.
Instead of Will Smith, I'd be saying Kevin Pierce, bro.
God is great. Yes, he is.
But you know, the lure of the drug, the money, and all that stuff.
Okay.
That's what the devil offered Christ, didn't
he? Yes.
And that's what they want, though.
That's what they want.
It was his to offer, Pastor.
Well, God said it was.
He said it was.
He just didn't get out of his word.
And just to have that bling bling. Look at the grill in his mouth.
Oh, man.
Got a grill in the mouth. And the boy that did the blood baptism
last week, he started off with his hair twisted up like alfalfa and a gold grill and smiling like buckwheat. His first picture. See, they demoralize and degrade you first. They bring you down first of all.
But don't that hurt all of our people?
Yes, it do. Yeah.
Don't it make all of us look as though we have just... You know, come
they
out.
Got us lumped in a basket anyway.
We're behind the eight ball as it is, as a people. But now, what they're doing to us today through this rap music, brother, is just ridiculous.
Like Tony just said, and this came to me.
Let's just
get away from what they're implanting with the influence of their lyrics, but they're just really a modern day minstrel show, if you think about it.
Yeah, they are.
They just buffoons with all the gold in their mouth and the way that they behave and conduct themselves.
That's what they
if you turn the music off and just look at them, they look like
And look how they address themselves, Pastor. They take pride in being thugs.
They take pride in being, you hear them saying,
I'm a goon.
Yeah.
You know, as if this is something to actually be proud of.
He's not a decorated warrior or something.
But we got folk marching and running around talking about us killing each other, and you promoting marching against.
Are
you really marching against
It's a constant
it?
Trend. It's a constant trend of those that behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who don't, you don't hear or see nothing about them.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
It's a plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you know, like I say, the abuse right on the video, some of the video, they show the abuse right there. They show the disrespect for the police. What's that group there? One group I copied down the name. One group, it's
NWA.
That's
who started this thing
I should have just asked y'all, that's the name of the group, I wonder what that meant. NWA, first I heard of it, niggas with attitude, and they portray in their videos the disrespect they have for the police.
Yeah. That's when it started, Pastor. That's when this stuff started. That's why they abbreviated like that.
I grew up on that.
Our kids listening to this here, and we wonder why they have so little respect for the police. And we wonder why the police afraid of them and he pop a cap in them so quick
Then my baby.
No, he was a good boy.
Oh, yeah, he ain't never hurt nobody.
The leader of this group died of AIDS.
Yeah.
Is that what? Right?
Yeah. Early in the epidemic. Yeah, when it first jumped off.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Y'all know all that stuff, man. Goodness, man.
Yes, sir. I didn't know you guys was well off.
Kevin said it before. You can flip the page.
That's what it is. Because it's the ones who spearheaded this thing. It was a small group of them. They got tired of Curtis Blow rapping about these are the breaks and we playing basketball. And here we come.
Now, that's the first one I remember.
Curtis Blow.
I remember, to the heart, they were just rapping.
It became popular. They see
that's
that.
That's what promoted.
Okay.
But we can use this for something else now.
Okay, for our purpose.
We have the black communities... attention. They're getting the black community's attention.
Right.
Now, since they're getting the black community's attention, and they need our money to do it.
Yes.
Let's tweak this our way.
Okay. And demoralize.
Yeah.
Them.
Just so let's go from the hippity hop to F the police.
Well, when they saw that money was there, they just completely took it over. And they deceived them into thinking they were giving them a platform
to express
what was happening in the community.
Yeah.
Well, who is it happening to and who doing it?
Okay.
Drive-by shootings. Okay. It was still the same thing. So instead of getting a...
deal with it right. Quit doing, quit sinning.
Why can't our people yeah. see? Why can't our people see exactly what's happening here? What is it, Kevin? Why can't? What the money coming in?
Just wave it right here. You ain't gonna see what's going on over there long as I got a dollar over here.
Yeah. Okay. The lyrics. You're blinded by the bling bling, the financial success and
like the lottery. Listen, get pyramid scheme, a get rich quick opportunity. Yeah. How many people got talent? How many people can sing or bounce a basketball? More so than not, but there's only so many positions for these people.
Yeah.
So we have to do something to call these folk out.
Man. Yeah.
Now, what are you willing to do to get
it? Amen.
Because he sounds just as good as you. Okay. So now, how do I separate you guys?
Yeah. Well, oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's to get you to sign, but when I got you signed, now you're my slave.
Oh, and ain't no bad.
Yeah, Prince said that. Prince said he was a slave. It's literally slavery.
Michael Jackson said it too.
Said yeah. He was a sacrifice.
Prince?
Yeah.
Good Lord Almighty.
Yeah, that F the Police, it changed because
it changed the whole
it was like F the Police coming straight from the underground. A young brother got it bad because I'm brown. And not the other colors. So police
don't know all that stuff, man.
Yeah,
I know the word, though.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
50 years old.
I'm still remembering. That's been 30-some years ago. I told you I had that 87 Cutlet with them 4 6x9s in the back.
Well, and after I listened to it for 2 hours, you might not want to bump into me.
Me and Milton were just going to ask questions if you're the older one than you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You brothers, if y'all feel a violent tendency, y'all let them know.
Yeah, just actually.
We'll step out,
man.
Our Father been delivered. Thank God for His grace.
But how many young people have? How many young boys are angry, walking around angry?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Because of what they listening to, the diet that, you know, be careful what you hear.
Them songs just pouring gas on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And how you hear.
But why are so many people in denial? They say it's just an art. I listen to a lot of
the
comments on YouTube as to how they feel about the rap music. Oh, it's just an artistic expression.
Yeah.
Why do y'all think about that kind of? These people supposed to be educated.
Right.
You know, they see no harm
supposed
in it.
Supposed to be.
If it's just.
Well, Pastor, okay, I'm going to get in y'all era, Milk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then. Back in the day, your moms and aunts thought y'all were going stone crazy when y'all came in. I'm talking about Parliament and Funkadelic and Elements of the Universe, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Although it wasn't all them graphic lyrics and all that, but you know, you know Earth, Wind, and Fire, they were worshiping the elements.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
During
this time.
And the fifth dimensional way out in the fifth dimensional.
That's right.
That just told you how the cycle has progressed.
Talking about the age of Aquarius and all that.
But see, that was the love generation, man.
There you go.
Yeah, we were love
generation. Purple Haze and Jimmy Hendrix.
Yeah.
You can easily see us hugging a tree, just loving a tree.
Yeah, Bob Marley. You ain't know the tree color that left hand scenery.
But it still shows the progression. It shows the progression that era was more sexual in the type of freedom with drugs.
Yes.
But now this, our era, is more rebellion.
And rebellion
is a thing to
witchcraft. Is that what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it's a thing to
rebellion spirit. Yeah. It's a downward spiral is what it is.
Yeah.
It make you wonder, where can it go?
These kids will slap their mama.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They keep killing their parents.
I know. They kill their parents.
They're angry at their father.
Yes.
They degrade their mother.
Yes.
And the Bible plainly says, honor your mother and father. It says if they do right by you.
They're breaking every commandment, brother.
Every one of them.
So y'all didn't have rap, but it was still that influence of sexual freedom.
Oh, yeah.
The man. Oh, yeah. Had y'all walk around with shoes on so tall. It wasn't a man in your class on the 6th.
So they just priming it.
It wasn't a man in your class on the 6th.
They're just priming it. That's where it started.
None of them
it started there.
It started there. But it just progressed.
Yeah.
On up the
it's
line.
It's still progressing.
Man. Well, no, degressed.
Going
down, brother.
You're right.
So, you know, it's scary. What are we looking for coming ahead up in the future?
That's what I'm saying. You can't even imagine.
Man.
You can't even imagine what's ahead. If God don't intervene and turn this down. Well, the video we watched last week, you saw some of the young men that G. Craig interviewed.
Okay, right.
Full of wrath. and anger. These guys got millions of dollars.
Sure, that red filter.
Millions rich. Of not to mention Jay Z. You know, he just mm-hmm. got so much money, but he's still angry. And they'll say, "Oh, I'm good now. I'm fine. I don't need him." You know, he ain't never been down on me. But you can hear the anger.
He's still rapping about
and
him.
It's still yeah. right still now.
They don't need him physically, but spiritually, they're touched by a void of fatherlessness
not
that they grew up with.
Right? Not mm-hmm. having
and
it.
Hate, right. anger.
And anger. Anger.
Just like the rock and roll people, you know, they still make these statements like, I saw him down at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Now he said, I saw Tupac, man. Right, I saw Tupac down here. Yeah. You know, so
Tupac
he
kind of
made an idol out of him.
Yes.
Yeah. Made an idol out of him.
It shows the influence that he has.
Sure.
There's kids that weren't even born when he got killed, and they're listening to his music today.
Is that right?
That's another thing. It lasts forever.
If
I hear one of his records, didn't know what it was him, I wouldn't know.
Don't go away.
That's another thing.
Music don't go away.
Spiritual, it lasts forever. Music lasts forever.
It is.
Yes. Yes. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Because just like you had to be delivered from the rap. I had to be delivered from
you
the.
You said jazz
from
was your thing.
Well, jazz and then, but lovey-dovey music.
Oh,
you know,
like yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Delphonics.
Well, that was stylistics and all that. Yeah. See, that was doing.
Temptations.
Look at that. Ooh, see that? Yeah. You see that? Wait a minute. You better keep your eye on him over there, pal.
They call it baby-making music.
I pulled up beside old boy at the traffic light a couple days ago.
Oh, boy.
Let's Stay Together. Al Green. Pal, he had eye closed and the light singing. You know, the man had to blow a horn behind and just telling the light to
jump. And I guarantee he had an 8-track in there.
Now, see, that wasn't bad language or demoralizing women, but it still had that lustful spirit, sexual spirit.
Yeah, you
free love.
Free love.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Free love. So that was just as bad.
Yeah,
it was anti God. Anti word of God. You know, Kevin, get ready to sum it up, brother. God bless. We don't ramble a little tonight, but praise God. What we're saying, basically. Go ahead. What we saying, Kevin?
I challenge everybody to just get their children's phone if they'll let you, or if you can fight them for it. Okay. But somehow, look at your children and what they're listening to.
Okay, that's important.
Just first of all, listen to what they're listening to, mm-hmm. and then look at their attitude. And then contact us and say music ain't spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Contact us mm-hmm. and say, hey, mm-hmm. you know, the mm-hmm. type of music that I'm listening to and my child's attitude or my mm-hmm. child's mentality, mm-hmm. they're hand in hand. Watch.
Well, that is so true, my brother. And what we must realize, people, we've been lulled to sleep and laying dormant long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the world's falling apart right around us,
mm-hmm.
and the music has a lot to do with it. We have lost so many of our young black youth.
That's true.
And still losing them by large astronomical numbers today.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
if we're going to put a stop, if we say we love our children, we got to first start by getting back to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and doing things the way God say do them. Let's create a family structure. Give them an identity. Don't let the music identify our children.
Okay.
Give them an identity as a family. A family member, a young man, or woman.
That's good.
And let's get out of this violent and black-on-black crime.
Amen. Praise God. Milk?
You know, it was proven last week as we read in scriptures how mm-hmm. music have effect on a person.
Sure.
You know, an evil spirit, a demonic spirit, or whatever. And, you know, that ought to wake our parents up mm-hmm. to realize and listen to what their children are listening to.
That's right.
And you won't have to look far to see why it's so much violent with our young people
mm-hmm.
listening to this kind of music.
That's right. And once again, let me say this here. You're allowed in your home, but you allowed a spirit to come into your home.
That's Amen. Right. It okay. has a spirit.
Okay. To disrupt the whole family.
The whole family.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And it will portray itself and express itself in violent tantrums and, mm-hmm. you know, children behavior, like you said,
right,
Kevin.
Right.
Yeah. Behaviors just are shocking to you almost.
Right,
Amen?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's bow here for a word of prayer, brother. Father, in Jesus' name,
yes,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for enlightening us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And now we pray, Father, you speak to the heart of our people, your people, God. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, they'll see the danger and repent.
Yes, Lord.
Repent, Lord. Take control of their homes again and the children again and demand that holiness be in the home.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lord.
Lord God, we ask it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.